Thanks for tuning in to Denver Jamgrass, connecting fans with bands since 2014. On today's episode, the Kyle Tuttle Band. Enjoy.
All right, let's have a damn bluegrass party, huh? Ready, boys?
As we taxi down the runway, smog and smoke remind me of just how I feel. I'm just a country boy who's learning that the pitfalls of the city are extremely real. All the nightlife and the parties, temptation and deceit, the order of the day. It's a Bloody Mary morning and I'm a leaving baby somewhere in L.A. It's a Bloody Mary morning, baby's left me without warning sometime in the night. And I'm flying down to Houston for getting her the nature of my flight.
Significant amount of rehearsal to go out and play that record, and there's no singing, and it's just kind of fucking boring, you know. Like, it's a cool record, but it's not a show, you know. So my show is kind of like works in some of these tunes of mine, but it's mostly just like, I mean, you know, jamgrass arrangements of bluegrass tunes, right?
Little autobiographical instrumental banjo song.
Thank you.
concept is to deliver an energy and an amount of excitement and fun for the listener, you know, and that's different because I came up in this acoustic music world and knew acoustic music and went to Berkeley and studied, and you work your ass off to be able to play the coolest notes that you could possibly play and like impress all the musicians in the room with this hip note that you know and this hip phrase that you're, this quote from this Charlie Parker solo, and it's like, that's great. I mean, that's awesome, and I'm not taking anything away from it, but I like to be in a room full of people dancing their asses off and having a good time, you know. And I think I put the element of fun and the delivery of a good time above the delivery of the dopest banjo solo that you've ever heard.
Y'all having fun or what? Hey, me too. Me too.
soul. He taught me good, boys. He taught me all I know. He taught me so well. I grabbed that gold. And I left his dead ass laying by the side of the road.
Kyle Tuttle Band, the concept is to deliver an energy and an amount of excitement and fun for the listener, you know, and that's different because I came up in this acoustic music world and knew acoustic music and went to Berkeley and studied, and you worked your ass off to be able to play the coolest notes that you could possibly play and like impress all the musicians in the room with this hip note that you know, and this hip phrase that you're, this quote from this Charlie Parker solo, and it's like, I have a desire to be at a certain musical level, you know, because I've worked hard and I have an understanding of how music works, and I have really good friends who are really good at music, so I don't want to call on a lower level band to do my show, but ultimately it's not about who played the best solo. It's about, like, let's give the people something that they're gonna walk away from and be like, cool, I had a really good time at that, you know?
It's a delicate thing. Almost like wearing a security blanket.
Yeah.
should probably tell y'all, thanks for the introduction there, Mikey. I should probably tell y'all who these kick-ass dudes are. You probably know anyway, but down there on the bass, Mr. Jean-Luc Davis. You know him, you love him. He lives right down the street. Party at his house tonight. Yeah, right? On the guitar, Mike Robinson, the man. His folks place is up in Boulder, so party at his house tonight. This is a pick your after party type of situation, I guess. Over here on the mandolin, so stoked to have him. Also, a dude in the Lonesome Days. You probably see him around town a million times. Mr. Sam Parks. And to complete my Colorado band in the background over here, me and this guy have put many, many miles on the road together and a couple different projects, and he is a dear friend. Y'all make him welcome. He just moved here, sort of. Mr. Jim Kittleman on drums.
So there's a song, it's called Don't Cry, Little Girl, and I wrote it for a friend of mine's daughter. We were like on a hike one day out of the house that he had moved to out in sort of like west of Nashville, and he sort of lives on the river, and the river sort of wraps around this one little good sized hill. We'll call it a mountain because it's Nashville, but it's a hill, you know. And me and my buddy Jim, who will be playing drums on my set tomorrow at Ophelia's, our friend John Fraser and his daughter were out for a hike, and John sort of ran up the hill, and his daughter was like standing at the bottom, and she was like starting to get a little bit upset, you know, like, daddy's up the hill and I'm down here with his weirdo friends, you know, and then like later that day I went home, you know, and was just like hanging out after that, and that was like in the afternoon, and that evening all of a sudden I was just like sitting in my house, and it just this song, this whole thing just pretty much just hit me, and I like practically sat down and wrote it in real time, you know. And it's a message to his little girl, but I feel like it could be to all people, you know. And it's just basically like a, hey, slow down, it's gonna happen. Like, the things that you need to happen are gonna happen, but you may not have all the tools you need to make them happen yet, you know. And like, just take a step back, you're gonna get there.
So much new for you to do. It's not time to worry yet. To see the mountain through your eyes is a thing we could all probably use. But before you go climbing to the top, you've got to learn to tie your shoes. Thank you. stand, but it gets easier the more of it you lose. You might be standing at the bottom of a mountain and you think that it's too steep to climb. You're gonna get there, little darling, all good things in all good time. So don't cry, little girl, you'll fly without a moon. There's no one to love in this little world that he can't see you through.
A little nursery rhyme I wrote for my buddy's daughter.
Well, I'll go back to East Virginia, where the mountains
are. Meat processing industry is like, if you ever got a look at the inside of it, you would never want to be a part of it. I think the music business is very much the same way. If like once you get a look at how it all works, a lot of people are like, that I don't want to be a part of that.
But after all this pain and sorrow, darling, think of what you've done.
You've been listening to Denver Jamgrass, connecting fans with bands since 2014. Today we featured audio from the Kyle Tuttle Band. The show was recorded by Kirk Hubbard at Ophelia's Electric Soapbox here in Denver, Colorado. And the podcast was edited by me, Max Paley. We try to bring you episodes every single Tuesday, and we're excited to have you here as part of the Denver Jamgrass family. Please, if you could, tell a friend about the show, especially if they like bluegrass music. We're trying to raise awareness for some of the smaller and mid-major market bands out there. So thanks again for being part of the Denver Jamgrass family. See you next week.